Well, over to the US now, where the trial of Derek Chauvin, a former Minneapolis police officer accused of murdering George Floyd last May, has resumed for a second day. LBC's Washington correspondent Simon Marks is here to bring us up to date. Simon.
Ian, we are only 2 days into this trial. It's expected to last a month, but it is already apparent that the defence is going to have a massive task on its hands. The prosecution is calling witness after witness, offering searing testimony about what occurred last May the 25th when they stumbled across Officer Derek Chauvin kneeling on the neck of George Floyd. Today began with more testimony from Donald Williams, a martial arts fighter who stumbled across the scene, became deeply alarmed by Officer Chauvin's conduct, and so called the police.
Yeah, he had his knee on the dude's neck the whole time, Officer 987. The man went, stopped breathing. He wasn't resisting arrest or nothing. He was already in handcuffs. He was unresponsive. He wasn't resisting arrest for any of it.
And in testimony, after that call was played to the jury, Mr. Williams conceded it was an extraordinary moment in which he was calling the police because of the behavior of the police.
That is correct. I did call the police on the police.
Right. And why did you do that?
Because I believe I witnessed a murder.
Next on the stand, the 18-year-old who filmed the video of George Floyd's killing that went viral on social media around the world. Her name is Darnella Fraser. She was walking in the area with her cousin when she noticed the police trying to arrest George Floyd.
I see a man on the ground and I see a cop kneeling down on him.
Was there anything about the scene that you didn't want your cousin to see?
Yes.
And what was that?
A man terrified, scared, begging for his life. It wasn't right. He was suffering. He was in pain.
At times, she wept as she testified. She was asked with hindsight what she thinks now about the events she witnessed last May the 25th.
When I look at George Floyd, I look at my dad. I look at my brothers, I look at my cousins, my uncles, because they are all black. I have a black father, I have a black brother, I have black friends. And I look at that and I look at how that could have been one of them. It's been nights. I stayed up apologizing and apologizing to George Floyd for not doing more and not physically interacting and not saving his life. But it's like, it's not what I should have done. It's what he should have done.
And she was pointing there at Derek Chauvin and indicating that he bore full responsibility for George Floyd's death, even as she expressed some remorse for merely having filmed it and not done more to intervene. Defense lawyers say they will prove that George Floyd caused his own death through opioid addiction, pre-existing health conditions, and a refusal simply to surrender when police tried to take him in. And they're preparing to engage in a forensic examination of George Floyd's medical records, the toxicology reports, and the outcome of his post-mortem in their bid to keep Derek Chauvin out of jail. All of that, though, is days away. And to get there, Ian, defense lawyers have got to weather prosecution witnesses who saw what happened and say it was murder.
Simon, thank you very much. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.